Welcome back to another episode of the KKLC Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
It's about 6:06. It is Tuesday morning, and right off the bat, we have another winner in the 10K payday contest. Alejo Civil got the call. $1,000 richer.
All right. I'm having a good day then.
Yeah, it's going to be a good day.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it's a good day.
What he was going to do with the money.
I'm going to take my wife out.
There you go.
All right. Well, that's going to be a nice date.
Everybody's happy.
Yeah.
Your next chance to score $1,000 gets you one step closer to the $10,000 grand prize in the 10K payday contest. Some 2 hours from now, 8 o'clock, a new unique code word. Carla,
yeah.
You doing okay?
Yeah, I know. I'm like just okay. Kind of just blah today. I don't know what's wrong. I'm just blah.
Sorry about that.
You know those days?
Yep, I had one yesterday.
I don't know. And my tummy's not hurting, just like, eh.
Okay.
I don't. You know what? Everybody just shut up today. Apparently, I don't know.
What happened last
night? I don't know.
Okay.
Because you know what? I had whatever. I thought I had plans, then I didn't have plans, and then last minute it was like, oh, we have plans. Oh, well, you know what? Let me know a little earlier than 5 minutes before, people. How about that?
Morty, how are you?
How about that?
I'm good.
Enjoying my water,
my Gardettos.
That's good. Yeah. Oh, they restocked.
No,
huh?
They did not. That's why I'm eating Gardettos.
Okay. Oh, man.
I sent Morty a text by mistake. It was normally every morning I text Jody.
Right.
Have a great day. Love you.
Right.
Yeah. I just read it now.
Yeah.
Said, whoops.
I don't even want to tell you what I texted to our friend Charlie Max, who used to work at it. I don't even want to tell you what I texted her.
Off the air.
Yeah, because I texted it to someone that I'm seeing, and I was trying to be.
Oh, boy.
She's like, what? And then I said it again.
Yeah.
Because I was like, what do you mean? It's on. It's right there.
Awkward.
Oh, God. Okay.
You raise, he raised.
Yeah.
Cloudy chance of rain today, high of only 67, but plenty of sunshine tomorrow. High in the mid to upper 70s. It's about 64 outside right now. Carla's first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Oh, I have a spoiler. If you haven't seen Game of Thrones, what happened to Ed Sheeran?
Oh, okay. Forgot about that storyline. Do that and more stories after Eric Carmen.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Lori Loughlin and her husband pled not guilty to fraud and money laundering charges in connection with that college admissions scandal. Now, they could get 40 years. Not that they will. They're not going to,
right.
But they could. I don't know why they didn't try the insanity plea. They gave $500,000 to USC, people. I mean, really? There's a little bit of insanity in that. It's USC. I mean, come on. It's a good college, but really?
Yeah.
Really?
Plead not insanity. Guilty. We didn't
plead
do it.
Yeah. Plead insanity, guys. Because why? Because we gave $500,000.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's not going to work. Good God. It was revealed on Game of Thrones, Morty. I don't mean to give this away.
It's all right.
It was just in passing, though, that Ed Sheeran's character from last season, they mentioned Ginger, a ginger named Eddie. Apparently, he had his face burned off, and he doesn't have eyelids anymore.
Oh,
that was mentioned.
That's what happened
to
his character?
And I didn't know who they were talking about. Yes. Yeah. And that was just it. Just a quick mention. Of course, Ed Sheeran said, thanks, Game of Thrones. I knew I was a survivor, though. So
I thought it would have been funny with the way they were, like you said, reuniting all these characters, that he would have been with his band.
Right.
Like, if you remember, in the woods.
Yeah.
Just marching along with all the soldiers playing a song or something.
Yeah, there you go.
Something like
that.
Yeah, exactly.
Little Perfect. A little Game of Thrones.
You know, just
a little whatever time period that is.
Subliminal enough to where you go.
Yeah.
That was Ed Sheeran. Oh, my God.
Right. Yeah, I know. Like we all did then. Is that Ed Sheeran? That's Ed Sheeran. Oh, my God. Look at that.
Okay.
Wow. Is that Cardi B? I think that's Cardi B over there next to him. Wow. Aretha Franklin getting a Pulitzer Prize. Special citation is what it is for her indelible contribution to American music and culture for more than 5 decades. Good
nice.
For her. And you might remember Georgette. From the Mary Tyler Moore Show,
yes.
Georgia Ingalls, she passed away. She was only 70 years old. Interesting, though, there's no word on the cause of death. because she is a Christian Scientist and they don't consult doctors, so nobody really knows. They just take whatever it is and generally don't take medication or do things like that either. But yeah, 70 years old, I didn't know she was that. That seems young to me. I thought she was a little older than that. But
seems very young
to me. Yeah, I know.
To me.
I know. Yeah, exactly.
As
those years pass, by golly, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that is my painfully deep take for it. This hour.
Carla, you had mentioned Game of Thrones,
right?
How a lot of people, millions of people tuned in. That one site where you could watch it on your app.
Oh, HBO Go.
Broke down.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You said that
yeah.
was going to happen.
Yeah.
Morty, you haven't seen it yet. But when you watch it, you have to pay attention to everything. A lot of people will end
kidding.
Up watching the same episode maybe 2-3 times.
I watched it again yesterday.
Well, John Legend, I didn't know this. John Legend is a big Game of Thrones fan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he and his friends locked their wives out of their media room so they could watch the show because... Their wives talk too much.
Oh yeah,
during the
wives
the show.
Talk too much during the show. Oh, pfft. God.
Well,
geez.
You tell me. Here they are trying to break into the media room.
They locked us out.
We wanted to know what you guys are doing. We got scared. What are you guys doing? Come on, let's go. G-O-T. G-O-T. Come on, let us play.
And what's the deal with Jon Snow? And I mean, seriously? Am I right, guys?
That's not
annoying. That's why you have the East Coast feed. That's why you have the East Coast feed. And you can watch it prior.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And that's why they locked them out.
Yeah. Yeah. You want a funny follow, though, on Twitter? She's pretty funny.
Is she?
Tegan. Yeah, she really is.
All right. Here we go. Tickets for Journey. Win them before we could buy them. Let's give them away. Carla, we'll make it easy.
Okay.
Ninth caller, 702-739-9636.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Morning, sunshine.
Good morning, sunshine.
96.3 KKLZ.
Carla, we have Earl on the phone, and Earl, you are a winner.
Oh, sweet. That's awesome.
You got tickets to the Journey residency over at Caesar's Palace, and this is going to be throughout October. These tickets are from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. They don't go on sale until, what, this Friday, but you actually have a pair before anybody can even buy them, so congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Oh, by the way, game 4 tonight, so let's hear it.
Go, Knights, go.
Yeah, big game 4 tonight.
Yeah.
It's going to be Golden Knights against San Jose before they go back to San Jose.
Mm-hmm. Right.
For the one-on-one-on-one thing. And let's see. Golden Knights lead the series 2-1.
Right.
Joe Thornton of San Jose suspended for one game for his hit on Thomas Nosek. There seems to be a lot of that going around the NHL playoffs right now.
Oh, man.
But it was rocking the other night. Morty, you're going tonight again, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Speaking of fights or, you know, nemesis from last playoffs, Ovechkin.
Yeah.
Man.
From the Stanley
Did
Cup?
Did you see that?
Well.
Holy moly. That was a. Wow, he knocked him out, man.
They're taking on.
Flattened.
So Washington is playing Carolina.
Right.
They have this 19-year-old rookie that just kept, like you would say, poking the hive.
He was.
And so Ovechkin said, well, you know what? If you want to go, let's go.
Yeah. And boy.
Knocked the kid out.
Did and he just went down, man.
Yeah. His arm went zombie,
Woo.
Too.
To Ovechkin's credit, and he's not well-liked by a lot of teams.
No.
He did check on the kid and say, I hope he's okay.
Right.
I didn't know what to do.
He was poking me.
Yeah. Oh, one other sport note here in Vegas. Aviators got a win last night, Carla, 7-6.
Yep.
Over Fresno, the game you didn't go to.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Yeah.
That wraps up their season opening homestand. They hit the road starting tonight in Sacramento for a 7-game road trip.
They're in first place.
They are doing very well, I believe.
They are blowing the competition away, including their other first place leaders.
I believe they're 9-2 right now.
Ten and two?
Okay.
Ten.
And I see some mascots have arrived that are more aviators related instead of the Martian from the 51.
All right. Well,
thank God.
So go Knights, go tonight, and let's see what happens to the Aviators on the road a little bit later on tonight, too. What would you do with $10,000 to spend any way you want? Details on how to play the 10K Payday contest coming up soon on the station known, famous for playing the hits of the 80s and more. 7:04, the big news, of course, from yesterday all this morning is the burning of the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris.
Yeah.
And it's weird. Morty pointed this out that there's pictures now, and I hope we can put it on either our Facebook page, which you can like and link up with through our website, or right there on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. The only thing that really survived within the structure that was burned was this cross.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like glowing, like, ew.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Well, yeah. It's like you're not taking this.
No.
So you can just burn around me, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, they've already started talking about, you know, rebuilding. Mm-hmm. Now, this structure is, what, 850 years old?
Yeah, exactly. We're talking the 1200s,
yeah.
You know. They redid some stuff in the 19th century.
Right.
But, you know, considering the fact that we have nothing here older than, you know, 40 years old, I mean, it's pretty old.
Jeez. But Morty, you said they're going to use the help of a video game.
Yeah, they're looking at all different images that people have taken, and they created this video game, Assassin's Creed.
Oh.
And they spent years perfecting it in the game because it was such an iconic thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
That there's different angles, so they're going to start using the video game.
Oh, good. I'm thrilled. Maybe some of the money Assassin's Creed makes now they can donate to the Catholic Church that is in such dire straits money-wise.
They've already taken up a collection, and people are donating millions of dollars to get this thing rebuilt.
Yeah, so. I know. It's good, because the Catholic Church is known for being so poor, and I'm Catholic, believe
as
me.
As well as I.
Yeah.
So let's pass the plate around and see what we can scrum up. And
yes, definitely.
But they said people were saying and right there in Paris how sad it was to watch this thing burn.
Yeah. Oh,
my daughter and her husband went to Paris and brought me, and you'll get this, Carla, as well as a lot of people, they brought me a bulletin from one of the masses.
Yeah, that's cool.
And
that's
a medallion.
Right.
So that's I have that. And Tom Rogers brought me back when he went a little structure of the cathedral.
Oh, well, model.
Yeah.
Little model. That's so cool.
I didn't have to put it together, which was even more nice.
Yes, right.
And as
bring
much,
blue?
As much as they're going to rebuild it, I'm sure it'll look fabulous.
Of course it will.
The fact of the matter is, it'll never be the same, correct?
No. And you think about, I mean, you're talking 800-900 years old.
Right.
How on earth back then? You know, did they know how to build something that would stand for that long?
That long.
And, you know, I mean, need a few repairs and patches, a little paint here and there, but man.
And now to rebuild all that work, you got to go to a video game.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Assassins.
Assassin's Creed.
Oh, boy. Sad news, but hopefully everything will work out. Cloudy, chance of rain today. High only in the mid-60s. But warming up tomorrow with plenty of sunshine, 78, the high 64 now. A few things we think you should know. Get to that after Aerosmith and Sweet Emotion.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, I almost did it. Today's National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day.
What?
Yes,
oh,
it is. I know.
It.
I know it, man. Well, that's every day. It was, you know, at Walmart the other day. Wow. Okay.
All of a sudden, it's okay
early.
For parents to take their kids out. And I'm talking teenage kids.
Yeah, and slippers.
Just
too.
Sliding along.
Slippers,
not even walking.
Scuff.
Yeah, with the blanket and the pillow looking with their...
I know.
I wish I would have known that. I so would have worn my Vegas Golden Knight pajamas.
Oh, there you go. See, well, maybe we can do it again. I don't care what day we do it. Oh, man, be careful, people.
I'll be right back. I'm going to run home.
Go home. Put on your pajamas, Mike. Get comfortable, man. Hey, wait. Close that bathrobe, people.
Yeah.
CDC says there have now been 555 confirmed cases of measles in 20 states. Man, be careful out there, people. I'm telling you, get your vaccines. Whatever it is, get them.
Why do we always seem to be going backwards?
I don't know.
Like chickenpox, measles, those are little kid diseases.
A lot of people avoided vaccines for a while.
Oh.
I'm sorry, the polio.
Yeah.
How many cases of that have you seen?
Hmm.
There's a whole generation
Didn't the plague
or two.
Come back?
That doesn't, there were cases, elsewhere. But, I mean, there's a whole generation or two that doesn't even know what polio is or was. Yeah. As well it should be.
Right.
You know? And, Mike, you know, and this should be in entertainment news, but I had mentioned, we were talking about Notre Dame, people donating.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a French billionaire, François-Henri Pinault is his name. He's married to Selma Hayek. He's the one who donated 100 million euro, $113 million to help rebuild Notre Dame. So he released a statement saying, my father and I have decided to release, as of now, from the funds of Artemis, a sum of 100 million euro to participate in the effort that will be necessary for the complete reconstruction of Notre Dame. Yeah. So he is the CEO of Gucci and Saint Laurent.
And that's the guy married to Selma Hayek?
Selma Hayek,
I got no chance.
No. Does nothing have to do with anything? You got, it's always back to issue.
Has
hot.
Nothing to do with the money. Nothing to do with the money.
Oh,
it's not about
God.
The money, Carla.
Guys, ladies, this is what I'm surrounded by all morning long. Georgia Ingalls died. Was she hot? Well, I guess. So.
Oh, that's too bad.
But. It's Tuesday. A few things you should know.
Yesterday we were talking about this mother who was just in tears because one of her sons, she left the kids alone. She had three kids.
Right.
And the oldest found the buzz shaver like he'd give somebody a haircut, which he did. He gave his brother and sister a haircut. Luckily, it's just hair that will grow back.
And
everybody's okay.
Yeah, right. Nobody was hurt.
Right.
But we started talking about those things that, you know, either you just ruined as a kid, maybe it was worth something, you know.
If you still had it today.
Yeah.
Or like you had said that you had these Beatle dolls.
Yeah, I had the Beatles dolls, and you've probably seen them, little figurines. They're maybe 5 inches tall or
Came out in the, mid-60s?
Yeah.
Late-60s?
Yeah, and I think they were passed down to me, but I used to cut hair off of my dolls. And I cut the Beatles' hair, and I cut my troll doll's hair as well, which those things are all apparently worth a fortune. Oh, I've looked up the Beatles' dolls.
Yeah.
And because I thought it would grow back. It wouldn't grow. It never grew back. I got Ringo with a crew cut, and I got Paul with a crew cut.
Maybe you made it more valuable.
Yeah, maybe I did, because their hair was kind of sticking out in these dolls. And my troll dolls is, maybe they're more valuable, Mike.
Right.
Maybe that's it. And I remember a friend of mine collected, they're called Cupid dolls. I had to show them to Morty. They're those little dolls, you know, that their little head comes to a point because they're worth a fortune, apparently. And my mom years ago said, when we were kids, we used to break them on the sidewalk and use them for chalk. And my friend was like,
But if you still had that stuff today,
yes,
in perfect condition, they'd probably be worth a couple of bucks.
Mike, you can relate. My brother Matt had the most amazing collection of baseball cards. My mom, I think she threw them out.
Oh, wow. Yeah, my brother had a collection of plastic baseball figurines that I even looked up. They came out in the early 60s.
Yeah, those are cool.
If you had them in perfect condition, they probably, I don't know, maybe $500, $650 or something like that. I thought some of the uniforms as a little kid would be a little bit more attractive. I took color magic markers and or crayons and you know, colored the white uniforms and stuff like that. Even some of the white players I thought would look better with
a different color. This one will be yellow. This will be black.
Imagine my brother's reaction when it came home. So
you mentioned Nicole. Was it Nicole or Kelly who decorated the headboard?
I don't know how valuable that would be today, but
destroying something that you paid for.
Give us a call. 702-739-9636. Maybe it was you, a brother, sister, somebody you know. Text or call. The KKLZ Talk text line's powered by Centennial Toyota. 702-739-9636.
What is this show? This show is amazing.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
All right, so we're talking about those things you had as a kid or somebody in your family had as a kid that you basically destroyed. And if you had that item, today it would be worth a couple of bucks.
Yeah, Laura says, we had a 90-gallon saltwater fish tank with easily upwards of about $3,000 worth of coral, fish, all that. Went to work a night shift and my son unplugged everything for the night.
Oh, boy.
Nobody noticed till everything was dead in the morning and the house smelled horrible.
everything upside down.
And everything floating upside down. Oh, man. Oh, that's ridiculous. Teresa says, when I was a kid, my mother lost her diamond wedding ring. I don't remember this, but I know she was devastated. About 15 years later, we were cleaning things out for a garage sale.
Uh-huh.
Found it jammed in the toilet of my Barbie house.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember a thing.
I don't know. I don't know what happened to it. Oh, kids.
What is
don't
that plausible deniability?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I really don't remember
it's
that.
It's my Barbie house, but that's your ring.
John, what about you? What was it?
Well, I've always been a car guy, even since I was a little kid. So I had all kinds of Matchbox cars. But occasionally when driving around, they would need to be in accidents. So instead of just hitting them into each other, I would take a hammer and smash them so they actually had dents in them. And apparently these days, old Matchbox cars are worth a lot of money, and I don't have any of them.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
Because you
thought,
hey, they'd be in an accident. Yeah, I got a hammer.
What's the big deal? There's an endless supply of cars, right? Exactly.
By the way, Morty looked up your Beatle dolls.
Yeah.
Your Paul McCartney, $349.
Oh, man.
And you still have him but with a haircut.
Yes. Is there anything on there with a caveat? Yeah. About Ringo.
I know John Lennon without a head is worth $8.
Oh, well, all right. Well.
Wow.
Okay.
By the way, hip. H-I-P. Still have a couple of minutes. Text the word 45911 for $1,000.
As in Mike and Carla are pretty hip, or Mike and Carla broke a hip.
Yeah,
something
maybe
like that, if that helps.
Or for a step closer to the $10,000 in the grand prize for the 10K payday contest. Enter it through the free KKLZ app or online at 96.3KKLZ.com. You know, Carla, I started thinking about you coming in this morning. You weren't real happy. You're just in that mood.
Yeah, I am.
All right. Well, maybe this will help. That's why I saved it. Is that a smile on her face?
Yeah.
I like this.
I thought you were going to play tequila again.
Oh!
And I'm like, wait.
No.
Doggone it. When I should have zigged when I...
Do you still have it, Mike? Huh? Do you still have the tequila?
When I taste tequila.
Baby, I still see ya, because that rhymes, right, Dan? Yeah, that rhymes, Jay.
With
sure
tequila.
It does. We're going to make us a country song. That's what we're going to do.
And they rode that all the way to the top.
Yeah,
top of the charts.
Sounds even better than Girl, You Make My Speakers Go Boom Boom, like that Brian kid did.
Right,
I feel
tequila.
Better now.
I thought that worked better. You're right, Morty. That worked better than the Carla song.
There goes Carla making fun of our country music again.
Yeah.
I just don't know.
Well, it's so easy. Cloudy and a chance of rain today, Carla. We're going to put you in a better mood.
Oh, yeah.
High 67. I blame this weather on you, Ben. Sunshine today.
Blame it on me.
78 for the high. About 64 now. All right, Carla will have another take if she can work through all the emotional problems.
There might be a big, big reunion in the works.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huge.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Really huge.
Find out more about that and other stories after Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Game of Thrones. It's all about Game of Thrones this week. Kit Harington, of course, Jon Snow, he told CBS recently that his Game of Thrones character, Jon Snow, will always be his absolute favorite. He says, it's given me possibly my future family. It's given me my wife, my friends for life. It's a character that I love. I will love more than any other character I'll ever play because he's so invested. This is not a character that you just walk in and boom, get on out. And, you know, you guys want to get drinks? I mean, this is all encompassing, that character.
But here's what I'd like to know from you. Is this a character that he won't be able to shake now?
Actually, I think that he will be able to shake this one. In some ways, I think he's rather nondescript to some. You know, when he's out of all of that garb and all that, he looks, you know what I mean.
Like on Saturday Night Live, I noticed he shaved his beard off and looked totally different.
Right.
But a lot of people thought Jon Hamm in
Mad Men.
Mad Men. That was him.
Yeah, and he's turned out, he's hilarious. Yeah. He's done comedy, he's done the whole bit. Right. So James Gandolfini, that was a little different story, I think, you know, but I think he'll be able to shake that. American Idol judge Katy Perry may sue an eBay seller in the UK. He's selling blow-up dolls that look like her.
Oh.
And the ad actually says a stunning inflatable life-size doll that leaves little to the imagination as to just which pop artist she's meant to look like. Well, derp. Yeah, so she may...
Can't sue.
Huh? Yeah. Oh, you know, listen, I'm going to tell you what, Katie. I'd be flattered. I'd be flattered if somebody came out with a Carla doll. I'm just saying.
Morty, work on that. Carla blow-up dolls.
We're our promotional people, see? Huh? See? Not that tall. Take it down.
We have tickets for Def Leppard and Carla blow-up doll for you.
Blow-up doll, that's right. But she talks. Ah, God, no, no. Oh, man. This is not sexy. No, yeah. It's not.
You know what? I'm going to throw in a roll of duct tape.
Look
How
into
about
my
that?
Eyes. That's right. I said look into my eyes.
Self-patching.
And Justin Timberlake could not be with the rest of NSYNC when they joined Ariana Grande on stage at Coachella. He was busy. Oh, yeah. This was great. Wait, what? What? Them. Yeah, Justin apologized. He's doing his own tour right now, but he did send an Instagram message and told the guys they killed it. This was at Coachella. This sounds so good.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Now, the four members of NSYNC say they're ready for a reunion. You know what? They're tired of waiting for Justin to make a decision. They're down for it with him or without him. They don't care. They don't care. I have a feeling this is going to happen. That's the next step, I think. For Justin Timberlake. So. What else could it, what else?
Yeah,
what
he just finished his tour.
Yeah. He's so back out there, all five. Yeah. Tearing up my heart. I love that song. It's no Carla. It's no tequila. But that's my painfully deep take.
Excellent.
It's everything totally 80s.
All I need are some tasty waves, cool buzz. I'm fine.
With the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Everything totally 80s as we celebrate 80 years of business. MJ Christensen Diamonds. And then, so you get a $100 gift card to spend over at MJ's.
Yeah.
And then we'll throw in, boy, what an 80s concert this is going to be.
I know it.
80s, 90s, 2000s, yeah. Doesn't matter, really. Def Leppard, Zappos Theater, Planet Hollywood. Your tickets are going to be for Tuesday night, August 20th. So the 21st, you might want to call in sick.
Yeah, why not?
I'm just going to be not? Honest with
called
you.
Called in sick because you watched the Game of Thrones, people. Come on.
Okay. So we're going to go back and forth. A round of back and forth.
With 80s song titles.
Okay.
Okay.
And so you don't, I mean, 3 out of 5.
Yeah.
You have a couple of passes.
Right.
For example. You can still win.
Right. For example, Mike, come on.
Eileen.
There you go. That's what we're doing right there.
All right.
There you
Give
go.
Give me another one. Give me another one.
Give you another one.
Yeah.
Video killed
more.
The radio.
Star.
There you go.
Star.
Right. Okay. That's exactly what we're doing. You're just going to finish it. That's all.
Right. 702-739-9636. Got to get through news and weather. Phone lines are on hold after that. We'll look for caller number 9, 702-739-9636.
It's everything totally 80s with the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Carla, we have Tim on the phone, and Tim has a chance to win a $100 gift card from MJ Christensen Diamonds and those tickets for Def Leppard. It's a round of back and forth. He already knows how to play. Tim,
right.
3 out of 5, and you're a big winner. Here we go, number 1.
Total eclipse of the...
Heart.
Eye of the...
Tiger.
Wake me up before you...
Go, go.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, good. I was hoping you'd get the 2.
Like a pro.
Yes, exactly. Good job, my friend. Good
you
job,
got the
Tim.
Gift card from MJ Christensen, plus the tickets to go see Def Leppard, Zappos Theater. That, of course, could be in August. Tickets are from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick everything up. And, oh, by the way, big game tonight for our Vegas Golden Knights. Let's hear it, Tim. Go, Knights, go.
Go, go, Knights, go, go.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. The police in Newfoundland, Canada, were tracking a runaway moose on Saturday. and it led them right to a stolen car. Now, the moose eventually found his way back into the woods, but there's no...
Leave me out of this, man.
The cops have caught the car thief yet. I've done my job.
Okay. Oh,
now
wow.
I'm back
okay.
to the woods.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Wow.
We're tracking a moose.
Yeah. Well, just right to a stolen car, Phil.
You know...
Jeez.
All guy right. in Japan got arrested for stealing 3 used tennis rackets. It turns out he was trying to satisfy this weird fetish.
Oh, no.
Okay. Wow, I don't... no. Okay.
He told cops he really likes, quote, the smell of sweat that seeps into the racket handles.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So that's okay. why he has a collection of
All right.
tennis rackets.
I guess people like the smell of weird things. Okay.
Is that a red flag?
There are redder flags than yeah. that. There's some that are burning, but yeah, as long as he's just smelling it, I suppose that's okay.
You just sniff them, right? I
yeah,
mean, that's all
right,
you do.
That's a red flag, right? But, you know, it can get redder. Hoo-wee.
Quickly.
Yes, exactly. Listen, there's an article going viral right now making a case for why we should all pee in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
It's because Americans would save 1.3 trillion gallons of water a year
oh.
by not flushing the toilet all the time.
Wow.
So the you know, if it's yellow, let it mellow. Maybe yeah. that's not a, I don't know, maybe that's not a horrible thing. But I'm pretty sure that 95% of the world pees in the shower. They don't admit it, but I'm pretty sure they do.
Okay.
Yeah, dead silence. Hey, comments. I always love it. Everybody, I love everybody's eyes divert. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Morty yeah, starts so, working anyhow, on something. Like,
what?
And so do I. And it's just.
And so do I. Thomas okay. and his wife, Lori, celebrating their 4-year wedding anniversary.
Oh, nice.
Oh, he's 71. She's 23.
Oh.
Lori says they met on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? It was almost love at first sight. She said, I saw him on Facebook. I was like, wow, he might be old, but he doesn't look as old as you might think. She says, we met. I was a little nervous. And I didn't feel it quite yet, but I was attracted to him. And he was attracted to my cuteness.
I bet.
And I liked his blue eyes. Yeah, so she said, our age, it's just a number. It's just a question of mind over matter. Now, listen to this, people. She says, if you don't mind, it doesn't matter. That's our saying.
Oh.
So they also have a 2-year-old child. So
wow.
happy anniversary to Thomas and Lori Grieg. He's 71. She's 23. It was her first boyfriend, by the way.
Oh.
It's gonna last a long time. Good luck, Lori. Good luck. He's older. He's got stuff, doesn't he? No, I'm not bitter. Does he have an edge trimmer? Got
oh,
one
no.
of those? Does she have one?
Oh, no.
You know what? No. I'll stop. I can stop anytime. I'm just saying. I'm sure it's love. I'm sure it's love.
When I taste tequila.
Oh, jeez.
Tuesday. That's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel good story that we like to call.
Good. 79 years old, Mary Lang is kicking butt and taking names. She says, I'm not very big and I'm old. But none of that has stopped her. She's a grandma from Des Moines, Iowa, and she's testing for her black belt here shortly. She started when she was about 65 years old. She said, I talked to the kids. I said, so do you want me to buy term life insurance? Or do you want me to take Taekwondo? Because I really want to take Taekwondo.
Mm-hmm.
They said, go for it, Mom. And she has, and she's almost done. She
wow.
will be testing for her black belt. That's the next. She's already gone through all of them. Her first degree black belt, she's hoping she'll be able to test for it and complete it by the time she turns 80, which is just a couple of months down the road. So, you know what? Yes, I know. And she's loving it. She looks great, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Looks stronger than me, I'll tell you that right now. But yeah, I love that her kids said, go ahead. One day down the road, they might say, well, maybe she should have bought that term life insurance. But right now, you know what? 79 years old. She's working on her black belt. She's going to get it here in the next couple months. Celebrate that 80th birthday.
Grandma's taking karate.
Yeah, karate. Exactly.
I love it. If you have a feel-good story, we want to hear about it. So just submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. 9:38, before we kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon, just a couple of things to recap. Carla, Morty, you know Carla was in a bad mood when she first got here this morning. You weren't happy because you like to plan things.
Yeah.
And when you think you're going one way and then...
And then I'm not. It's like, we're not going... Okay, we're not going out. Oh, now everybody's going out five minutes before. I get it. Okay.
After you change it up.
I see. Okay.
But I think we turned you around this morning.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I think you did. I love this
And it wasn't the tequila.
No, it wasn't the tequila. No, Dan and Shay, no.
We also talked about those things you had as a little kid that still had them, they would be worth a couple of bucks here and there.
They sure would be.
And we're talking about the Matchbox cars. And
that
the,
John used to smash.
Because they were in accidents.
Yeah, they were.
Baseball cards that mom or dad threw out because they were in an old shoebox.
Sure. What are we going to do with this?
I have no idea.
By the way, you mentioned that shoebox. Those were always your go-to storage, weren't they?
I don't know why, but... And then, Carla, when you brought up peeing in the shower, there were a sense of just crickets in
crickets.
The room.
Yeah, everyone does this, right? Okay.
Moving on. Wendy Rush in next. She'll have another unique code word for you in about 20 minutes. Grab your share of the free money in the 10K payday contest. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3 KKLZ.